Hey, it's Tom Beal here from MyTransformationSecrets.com, and I just finished running 5 miles right now, and I was going to record around my favorite running area, but it's so windy that it made the run a little difficult going against the wind, and then towards the end there was no way I would have been able to film the video because the wind was so loud. But this morning at 2 a.m. I arrived home from my trip to Las Vegas for an event that we held called Affiliate.com Live. And then we had an affiliate appreciation bash for our top affiliates that was just unbelievably amazing at Lavo at the Palazzo. But anyhow, when I returned home, I was surprised pleasantly that I weighed the same as I did when I left for the 4 days in Las Vegas. Now, when I got there, I was going to be really over cautious of eating, but then I said, what the heck. We had a great dinner. Mike Filsaime, myself, his father, and a few other key staff had an awesome dinner at the M Resort, and I overindulged the first night, Thursday, and felt good about it. It was just a good thing to do, and ate a little more than I probably should have, but stayed true to my water-only diet the whole weekend. I did have some herbal tea, and then the last evening on Sunday at the big party, I splurged and had 2 Red Bulls, so I was bouncing off the walls. It was nice to come back by keeping mental track of what I was putting into my body, liquids and foods. I wasn't overindulging. There was many opportunities for me to eat way more than I could, or needed, or should, but I stayed true and watched what I ate. That said, some people saw me walking around with a gelato last day. Oh, Mr. Fitness, you're eating gelato. I said, no, I just felt like gelato, so I got some gelato. You know, you don't have to, when you make choices, you don't have to justify and you don't have to feel guilty. I saw it, it looked good, and I got it. And I had a couple pastries throughout the weekend in the mornings, occasionally. But that being said, I still monitored and kept track of what I was putting into my body. But I'm hoping that you experience what I experienced. You see, there were a lot of friends that hadn't seen me in several months. And it was just unbelievably amazing of how many of them, just the first thing, they stopped in their tracks, like, oh my gosh, what did you do? You look fantastic, you look happy, you look healthy. What's going on? And I tell them about my report, so you go read about it at mytransformationsecrets.com. I just basically made some small changes that revolved around eating less, moving more, and water-only diet with a lot of protein shakes, and the transformation happens very quickly. So it inspired a lot of people to take control of their own health and life by making some small changes. Many people, even during the weekend, didn't drink as much as they had anticipated because of hearing about my transformation, hearing about my choice to not drink alcohol. And when they were at the parties, like, you know, I would have drank a lot more, but I remember our talk, and I watch what I put into my body, and I feel great the next day. They were telling me this. So couldn't get enough of that. So I'm hoping you experience that very shortly when you go to a family reunion or a get together or a business event, and people stop in their tracks. I actually had 2 people who knew me and didn't recognize me from a distance. Finally, I got up to their face and they said, wow, I saw you coming towards me. I knew I recognized you, but I couldn't put a face to the name because you look so different. You look healthy, you look happy, and all that fun stuff. So go read the report, if you haven't already, at My Transformation Secrets, that shares how I lost 28 pounds in 60 days by making small changes and by keeping some of those small changes in place, continue to hold that weight loss true to where it was. So go read the report at My Transformation Secrets, and I'm hoping you can experience what I just did this past weekend. Till next time, make today great.